Disable Queen Disc 11.
The once fearsome army of ravagers was defeated on the path twixt the ditch and the abbey's west wall. Leaderless and totally unnerved by the ferocity of the counter-attack launched upon them, they scattered and stumbled off in disarray. Buckler chased after the small group, but only for a short distance. Putting up his blade, he returned to the abbey. Skipper was sitting on the hill in front of the main gates, watching the burning battering ram. He nodded to the hare.
We think that's the last we've seen of the ravagers, mate. Take a seat and rest your paws.
The young hare sat down beside him with a sigh.
I chased after one or two of them, but they were running scared. No point in catching vermin who've lost the will to fight, so I gave up.
Skipper probed at the debris with his javelin tip.
Try telling that to Django and his gowsome. Those shrews don't take no prisoners, mate.
Buckler rose, dusting himself off.
Well, you know what they say. The only good vermin's a dead'un. It's hard to break a lifetime's habit. Did you see anything of Axtel or Ambry? Are they off hunting vermin too?
Skipper pointed west over the flatlands, which were tinged with pale reflections of early dawn from the eastern sky.
Went over yonder, both of them. The old Axtel was going a lot slower than the Badger Maid. Some beast said the Sable Queen had run off that way.
Buckler leapt the ditch with a single bound.
I'm going after him, Skip. Keep your eyes peeled on things around here, mate.
The otter chieftain shrugged.
Not much to see now the battle's over. Ahoy! Go easy up there. Can't a beast sit in peace for a moment?
He dodged to one side as a ravager carcass rolled down from the wall top, followed by several more. Form old Darby poked his homely face over the wall.
Oh, my apologies, sir. Me and my crew be shiftin' slayed vermints off any rampets to be buried.
Skipper climbed nimbly to the threshold, his dignity still intact.
Well done, good sirs. The old place could do with a tidy up. Don't want Abbess Marge seeing this lot laying about Redwall, do we?
The abbess appeared at the top of the gatehouse steps.
We most certainly don't. Though I'll excuse it this time, seeing as how you restored my abbey to me. So, what can I do to reward you, good beast?
Oakheart came panting up onto the parapet.
A smidgen of breakfast wouldn't go amiss, my dear Marge.
Marjoram curtsied, smiling.
Then breakfast it shall be.
A crowd of defenders made their way across the lawns, with Oakheart with a spike in fine baritone voice, giving a rendition of a song he had written many seasons ago for one of his renowned Witherspike productions. He remembered it well, because he had cast himself in the role of the conquering hero. Every beast soon caught on to the chant, which opened each verse and a repetition of the final verse line.
We won! We won! We won! We won! A victory's like the finest of wine, I can say this without conceit. We left our enemies to dine on the bitterness of defeat.
The bitterness of defeat. So hey, sing ho as we merrily go, no warriors happy as we. For every beast will share a feast of the fruits of victory.
We won, we won, we won, we won. Oh, see the foe as away they go, all battered and beaten full sore. We wave our swords and shout, ho, ho, they'll never come back for more.
No, they'll never come back for more.
Let's cheer out near and far. Hurrah! Great comrades, rally to me. Not a moment to waste, come on and taste the fruit of victory.
Drull Hogwife met them at the abbey door. She was looking flustered.
Pardon, Mother Abbess. Is Mr. Diggs with you?
Skipper answered for her.
No, marm. Diggs ain't with us. He was laying wounded in the sick bay last I heard.
Drull threw her apron up over her face.
Oh, corks. He ain't there now. Diggs is gone.